AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The father of a teenage girl seen in an online video being thrown to the ground by a McKinney, Texas police officer says the officer also punched his daughter. Jahid Disa Bukhari tells reporters most of the officers at the scene were doing their jobs.
I saw some people doing the right thing. I saw the officer actually trying to keep the matter right. This guy was just out of control. He should be drug tested, then fired.
The officer, who is on leave, was responding to reports of a disturbance by a crowd of teenagers Friday evening at a community pool in the Dallas suburb. Former North Charleston, South Carolina police officer Michael Slager, who is white, has been indicted in the April shooting death of Walter Scott, a black motorist who was running away after a traffic stop. Scott's brother, Rodney.
The grand jury made a decision to indict Mr. Slager for murder, and we're very happy and pleased about that right now.
A video shot by a bystander shows Slager firing 8 times as Scott ran away. Following the G7 summit in Germany, President Obama says Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible for the economic sanctions against his country, and he can end the isolation if he just stops meddling in Ukraine.
Russia's actions in Ukraine are hurting Russia and hurting the Russian people.
At a news conference after the meetings, Obama also talked about recent cyber attacks on U.S. computer systems. Jerry Bodlander with more.
Speaking at the end of the G7 summit in Germany, the president didn't mince words in describing existing government defenses against cyber attacks.
We've got very old systems.
On the heels of a huge hack of government personnel files, the president said upgrades are a must.
Both state and non-state actors are sending everything they've got at trying to breach these systems.
He's urging Congress to move quickly. A cybersecurity bill is awaiting action in the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. The FBI, Boston Police, District Attorney's Office have released a video showing last week's confrontation and shooting death of 26-year-old Usama Rahim. Vincent Lisi, the FBI special agent in charge in Boston, says the video, as blurry as it is, shows members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force walking up to Rahim as he headed to a bus stop.
Our agents and the BPD officer working with us decided for public safety they had to approach him and talk to him before he got on that bus. And unfortunately, you saw what unfolded from there.
What unfolded is, according to investigators, Rahim pulling a large knife and began threatening the task force members. Officials say they had no choice but to open fire. His family disputes what authorities are saying about the video. They say it shows he was not the initial aggressor. Instead, they say he was breaking no laws before at least 5 officers surrounded him in what they describe as a military formation. They add many questions remain about the shooting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.